In more national news, non-hormonal menopause medicines are new for the treatment of hot flashes and sleeplessness during menopause. However, they are expensive. Traditional medical treatment has included hormone replacement therapy, known as HRT, like estrogen and progesterone. However, some women can experience HRT-related medical problems, like heart disease, blood clots, stroke, and hormone-sensitive cancers. Other drugs are recommended for the treatment of hot flashes, but must be used off-label. Menopause is when women stop having their monthly menstrual periods. The time leading up to menopause is called menopause transition or perimenopause. Menopausal transition usually occurs in women between ages 45 and 55 and lasts from 7 to 14 years when there is a big drop in the production of estrogen and progesterone. Each woman can be affected differently. Women in menopause can frequently suffer hot flashes and/or mood changes. Hot flashes include sensations of heat, sweating, flushing, and chills that last from 1 to 5 minutes. This occurs in more than 80% of women. Symptoms can recur for several years in most women. Hot flashes are directly related to the decreasing levels of estrogen. Mood changes can include anxiety, depression, sleep disturbances, and brain fog. Hot flashes and mood changes vary in frequency and intensity for each woman. Last year, the FDA approved the non-hormonal oral medicine, Fazolinetant, brand name Veozah, manufactured by Estelas. The drug can reduce hot flashes in almost half the people who take it. It may not be as effective as HRT, which is effective in more than 90% of patients. However, Veozah may appeal to women who can't or won't take HRT. Side effects are not common and may include liver disease and abdominal pain. Its cost is $550 a month. Kaiser Permanente HMO requires that women try 2 off-label drugs for menopause symptoms before taking Veozah. These drugs are gabapentin, an FDA-approved for pain medicine, and Effexor, an FDA-approved antidepressant. On May 16th, the pharmaceutical company Bayer announced the result of their clinical trial for its new non-hormonal medicine, Elinzanetant. The drug reduced the number and severity of hot flashes, enhanced sleep, and improved quality of life. The drug is awaiting FDA approval. Its cost is not known, but it is anticipated to be similar to Veozah. KFF has some suggestions if your insurance company won't cover the cost of the medicine. Look at the insurance company website to learn how to become eligible for coverage. Your doctor can assist with coupons, drug discounts, and writing letters to the insurance company recommending drug coverage. And you can appeal insurance denials.